Valiant. He risked his life to provide food and supplies to the Mau Mau fighters and was imprisoned several times for his role in supporting the independence struggle. In 1952, when he was living in Maranga, Jeremiah Mucheru, who was buried at his Wanyaroro farm within Bahati sub-county in Nakuru on Thursday, joined Mau Mau Freedom Fighters movement. Mucheru, who passed away aged 102 years, had embraced Christianity during his childhood and learned about the new faith at missionaries' tents alongside other children. According to the veteran's 62-year-old son Mr. Charles Makurua, distressing encounters at settlers' farms, marked by racist altercations that included verbal and physical violence against Kikuyu men and sexual violence against Kikuyu women, changed his father's path. This experience strengthened his determination to enter the forest and join the fight for his kinsmen's liberation, where he fought alongside notable freedom fighters like Field Marshal Imbaria Kanu and General Mariah Mbuthia in Aberdare Forest. Makurua lauded his father's bravery and explained he too became courageous enough to stand up to the oppressors when he got a chance. The freedom fighter's son recalled an incident where his father, in company of other Mau Mau fighters, laid an ambush on a prison in Naivasha and managed to free over 20 inmates who had been locked up in connection with Mau Mau activities. 88-year-old James Kago, also a Mau Mau war veteran, confirmed Mucheru's involvement with the Kenya Land and Freedom Army, KLFA, which led to the Mau Mau uprising in the Aberdare Forest. Kago described Mucheru as a fearless fighter with exceptional forest navigation skills and marksmanship. In Mucheru's demise, "I have lost a close friend, colleague and confidant," Kago said. He recalled their incidents of forest escapades, including leading night raids, stealing supplies, and gathering intelligence. Kago said Mucheru was a valiant warrior who was part of the struggle from the front. Against the background of copious tributes, Mucheru's death reignited the touchy debate on the fate of Kenya's freedom fighters and other national achievers. Kago was forthright in his displeasure with how the country treats its special class of citizens. He took the moment to tell off individuals who, in his words, masquerade as men and women who did wonders for the nation. Some, he said, are seeking undeserved credit for work done by others in the seminal stages of the republic. 61 years after independence, the veteran regretted that the few surviving freedom fighters and their descendants are fighting in their own way to feel appreciated. Most politicians, he added, were stuck on sweet declarations without much action. The Kenya Heroes Act was enacted in 2014 to provide a framework for recognizing, identifying, and honoring heroes. The state needs to map out Mau Mau families to find out their situation. Has this group and their families been shunted? Besides loss of lives and land, support to the Mau Mau kin has been given out selectively. The country yearns for a status update from the National Heroes Assistance Fund, he observed. Kago indicated that most neglected heroes and heroines have since died a poor lot, but added that the country can do something, even if too little too late, to salvage the freedom fighters and their families from their plight. There have been positives, such as setting aside of Mashujaa Day on October 20th. Dedan Kimathi has also been immortalized on Kimathi Street, Nairobi. It was equally a big relief for the 5,000 Mau Mau fighters who successfully sued the British government for torture in detention camps in 1952. "It is refreshing that justice can be within reach however long it takes," said the veteran. Mr. Kago indicated that freedom fighters and their families need a structured, transparent, well-resourced and legally binding support system devoid of political interference, and that the welfare of the heroes should not be used for political expediency. He also called for proper documentation. The National Heroes Council, added Mr. Kago, should consistently tell Kenyans who these heroes are or were, the obstacles they overcame, and their character strengths, and how, as a nation, we can share their qualities. He said some of the freedom fighters left young children and their wives could not take them to school due to poverty, stressing, their children need support. John Makurira, also the deceased veteran's son, noted that some fighters took a long time to fight, and their families suffered. They should be recognized alongside those who have contributed in various fields to improve the lives of people, John said. He expressed disappointment that while accolades are being heaped on the famous and prosperous freedom fighters who were jailed, there was little mention of the more than 40,000 men who took up arms and confronted the British colonialists head-on. "Very few of my father's surviving colleagues have received the head of state commendation, even though they are still poor and sickly," said John, while reaching out to President William Ruto to intervene. He added that most freedom fighters are languishing in abject poverty because their livelihood base was destroyed by colonialists during the independence struggle. John appealed to the state to set up a financial kitty within government expenditure that will take care of the welfare of freedom fighters and their families. The greatest honor our freedom fighters can be given is to be supported financially by the government to live with dignity, said John. He urged the government to also consider the plight of surviving families of the fallen heroes who died in the course of fighting for independence so that the blood they shed would not have been spilt in vain. It is regrettable that our freedom heroes shed their blood and some of them even died in the hands of our former colonizers. Some of them have been neglected by their families due to pressing demands of old age, said John, adding that this will increase their lifespan. After independence, Macheru led an active life both in entrepreneurship and social work. In 1969, after consultation with Kenya's founding president Mzee Jomo Kenyatta, the veteran Macheru teamed with others and formed Wanyororo Farmers Company Limited. In 1970, the company acquired Wanyororo B farm, with Kia Munyeki A and Mugwaith farms being bought in 1971 and 1972 respectively. Macheru was instrumental in the establishment of the Vuni Secondary School, whose board he chaired for 16 years from 1973 to 1989.